The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Only a century had passed after Jesus rose from the dead when His story reached England. The Celts who lived in England at that time began to turn from their occultic practices to the living Christ as Lord. Then Celtic pastors began to teach their children and others biblical truths about every area of life, including why and how civil government should operate. In the 400s, one of these pastors, Patrick, was led of God to go to Ireland and share the gospel with the Irish people. They too began to receive Christ as Lord and started living by the Bible. The Irish chieftains then wanted to know how to rule their clans according to the Bible. So Patrick lifted out of the first five books of the Bible the civil laws which God had given the Jews through Moses. He placed these in a book that he entitled The Book of the Law of Moses. From this book, civil law in Ireland and later in Scotland began to take on the form and spirit of the Bible. Biblical moral law became the standard by which were judged the intents in the hearts of citizens, while biblical governmental structure became the form of government for Ireland and for Scotland. This form emphasized local self-government, embodying the principle that Christ could live inside the individual, thus enabling the individual to be the governor over his own passions, and as a result, capable of electing like individuals to rule in his civil government. Though the spiritual fire would at times wane, throughout the history of Ireland and Scotland, the influence of Patrick's Book of the Law of Moses would still impact those people's civil government. It would manifest in a resolute commitment to keep local government more powerful than any national government. This would cause many wars with English kings who would attempt to bring the Scots and the Irish under their dictatorial rule. In the 1500s, the great reformer John Knox would give written expression to this biblical idea of civil government in the form of a fourfold covenant made between the Scotch people, their rulers, and God. First, the ruler, after being elected by the people, made an agreement, known as a covenant, with God that he would personally walk in the ways of God. Secondly, that ruler made a covenant with the people who had elected him that he would govern them according to the form and spirit of government revealed in the Bible. Thirdly, the people made a covenant with God that they would personally walk in the ways of God revealed in the Bible. Fourthly, the people made a covenant with their elected ruler that they would obey and submit to him as long as he kept his covenant with God to rule them in the fear of God. If he didn't, they promised that ruler they would replace him. The people known as the Scots-Irish came to this land in great numbers in the late 1600s and the mid-1700s. They quickly made their way to the Appalachian Mountains because it was so much like their native Ireland and Scotland. Many of them would settle in Kentucky. But through the generations, while the fierce independence often remained, the understanding that civil government is a biblical covenant between the people and God has been all but lost. This is the reason so very few vote in elections and why many who call themselves Christians refuse to get involved with civil government. Shouldn't we rediscover and teach to our children the fourfold covenant our ancestors made with God and their civil rulers? Shouldn't we implement it again? Remember, Jesus said about the Bible, "Thy word is truth." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and American Heritage seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.